Shalom and good morning. We continue to look at the people of this generation. People of this generation, Jesus had called them wicked, evil, meaning that they have fallen into temptation of following the kingdom of darkness. They are misled. They are not moving in the ways of the Lord. And Jesus had said that one of the reasons why these people of this generation moves in the wrong trajectory or the wrong path is because of the way they look at things. He had attributed that to the sight. And he had said something concerning that your eye is the door of the light. And if you have a good eye, the whole of the body will have the light. That's about the perspective. It's about the worldview. It's about how people see. It's about how people look at issues. You see, there are different ways of looking at issues so that the people, you can say these people are wicked or not. One, people can look at issues if they wear the lenses of God, the lenses of heaven, the lenses of the kingdom. That is, we can attribute this from the scripture that the psalmist says, I'll look into heaven, where does my help come from? I'll lift up my eyes to heaven, where does my help come from? So one of the way to look at issues, to look at help, is when you wear the lenses of Jesus, when you wear the lenses of the kingdom of God, you'll definitely be able to wear and look at them as God looks at them. And that's where Jesus had said, where the disciples had said, teach us to pray. Teach us to look at things the way you look at them. And Jesus had said, pray that let the will of the Father be done here on heaven as it is in done here on earth as it is in heaven. You know, let your kingdom come here. So that's what Jesus had said, that when that kingdom comes, when the name of our Father is glorified, we'll be able to look at them that way. Number two, people use what we call the lenses of the traditions, the lenses of the hills. And look at the hills. This about the tradition is about the culture, is about the way of the people of the, you know, of that time. Tradition means it is ideas that have been traded from one generation to another one. When people receive all, they look at issues from the traditions. It means that they look at the issues today, but unfortunately, they are wearing the lenses. They are wearing the worldview of the tradition. They have not changed the lenses. They are looking at the issues the way their forefathers used to look at it. This is the evil of the time, that things are changing. And as things change, we should look at things with a new perspective. No wonder Jesus said that people refuse the new wine. Or even if they take the new wine, they want to put it in the old wineskin. This is why people are evil, because of the traditions. They look at it from that old perspective. Number three, people look at things or get help from their own self, from their strength. And, you know, we can only see too far or little. We cannot see far. When you leave issues to yourself, you definitely not be able to do that. So when your own help comes from your own self, from your own effort, from your own education, from your own, trying, you can be sure you will not be able to get that help. And you can also, some people go to get the worldview from the darkness, and they look at things from the darkness point of view. These are four ways that we can look at issues that makes people either godly or evil. Now, Jesus here was able to deal with the issues of the traditions. Why people don't follow Jesus? People don't follow the God of heaven, because the teachers of the law, the religious leaders, the Pharisees, would always continue to propagate and give the old knowledge. And there is a scripture that I want just to read so that it can guide us. Maybe I can go to verses chapter 11 and verses 51. 50. Let's go for 50. As a result, this generation, that's the one that we are talking about. We began by talking about this generation, why they are evil, will be held responsible for the murder of all God's prophets from the creation of the world, from the murder of Abel to the murder of Zechariah, who was killed between the altar and the sanctuary. Yes, it will be certainly be charged against this generation. Why would Jesus say that he is going to judge this generation for the murder of Abel? Abel was killed, is the first recorded righteous man or man who was killed during worship, during seeking God, during a prayer session. He had offered a good sacrifice by faith. Why would Jesus say that he's going to judge this generation to the murder of Abel, who died 4,000 years before the coming of Jesus? Why? Then Jesus gave the last person, righteous person, who was killed worshiping. These are two people that were killed while they were worshiping. The first one was Abel. The last one was Zechariah. Zechariah is the one that has given us the theme of the year. The theme of the year, the one that is talking about return. Zechariah 9:12, return, and God is going to give us double. That Zechariah, who was prophesying in the time of the rebuilding of the temple, finally he was killed between the altar and the sanctuary. He was killed within worship. Why would God say, why would Jesus say that he's going to charge these killings, these two killings, the first one and the last one? In other words, the whole of the Old Testament will be charged on these people. This is the lesson. The lesson is traditions. Traditions means there is some things that this generation have received from the old generation. It has been traded. You know, the name traditions means traded. Trading means that you're not willing to lose it. You're willing to buy. You're willing to take it. You're willing to take the whatever was, the perspective of the old to look at the new. So that, and that's what Jesus was saying, that these people, and these people say, Jesus said, what sorrow awaits you, expert in the religious law, for you remove the key to knowledge from the people. You don't enter yourself and you prevent others from entering. Can you see what the people are doing to the people of this generation? Why people are evil? Two things. Number one is that the leader, they withhold the key of knowledge to the kingdom of God. the key of knowledge to go to Jesus. Remember, we had begun this session by prayer. Jesus, disciples had said, teach us how to pray. And so the people of this generation, the leaders, the evil leaders of this generation, they withhold the knowledge, the key to knowledge. What is the key to knowledge? The key to the knowledge of the kingdom is the key of knowing the place of Jesus. The key to knowledge is knowing Jesus. Jesus as a suffering servant. Jesus as the resurrected Lord. Jesus as the reigning priest. Jesus as the soon coming king. People of the leaders of this generation, they withhold people from knowing that. They refuse people, or they don't teach that. Instead, what they do, they teach traditions. Remember, this story had begun by a Pharisee who had called Jesus into his home, and he discovered that Jesus did not observe the hand washing. The hand washing was not for hygiene. It was a tradition that people would wash their hands, so you know, the Jews, so that they can remove the demons that might have held on the hands because of greeting the non-Jews, the Gentiles, because they had mingled with people who are not believers according to them. So they are washing those demons away. It was a tradition. It was not for hygiene. So Jesus did not do that. And of course, Jesus spoke against the Pharisees, five things against the teachers of the law. And he said, the problem is that they look from outside, but they do not clean the inside. The problem is that their perspective, they're outward looking, but they forget to look at the inner beauty. They forget to look at what God is concerned. God is not concerned with the outside, but the leaders of this generation, they are concerned with the outside. They don't look the way God looks at it. They are concerned with their traditions. They are using the old lenses. You see, if you look at the world through green lenses, you see the world as lenses. I mean, as green. And so the people of the leaders of this generation, they withhold the key. They don't give the key. They refuse them to enter. But unfortunately, they don't enter themselves. But they also prevent those who are entering. So you see, number one is not teaching. They refuse by not teaching. But number two, they refuse by teaching the wrong one. They're taking the traditions. And Jesus said that because of that, woe to them. Sorrow awaits them. And they make the people of this generation not to go to Jesus because of the people. And Jesus said because of that, they will be charged. They will be judged for the blood of the righteous people. The last one to the first one of the Bible, in the Bible, that's Abel, to the last one, that is Zachariah. I want us to know that the people of this world, the people of this generation are evil because of the way they look at things, but majorly because of the influence of their leaders. May God help us. Father, we pray that give us leaders who are after God's own heart, who follow God. Help us, keep us away from those leaders, Lord, who do not know you. We pray for the people that, Lord, they may come to Jesus through prayer. They may come to the kingdom of God, and they may wear the right lenses, not the one for tradition, but the one for the kingdom of God, in Jesus' name.